This is the part where I want to also talk about. We make an offer to a unit, okay? And we only close the unit 5 to 6 days later. It's very, very long. Normally, in a normal situation, we close the unit in like maybe 1 day or maximum 2 days. But this unit is a little bit special. The owner is a foreigner. The owner is a foreigner and the owner is frequently flying around. The owner is an old foreigner. His response is very slow. He is not familiar with the Singapore law. He needs to get the lawyer to check this, check that, check this, check that. And because he tried to meet a certain price, we came up with a certain clause wanting him to hand over the house earlier for us to make the reno. So we need to add some clause this, add some clause that, get the lawyer to check everything. But patiently, we did it step by step. And also, with the seller agent, it's more like, I'm trying to help you, you are trying to help me. It cannot be in a situation where the seller agent feels like I'm trying to bully him or I'm trying to shortchange him. It also cannot be a situation where the seller agent try to shortchange me or the seller agent try to bully me. So we need to learn how to let the other party respect us. And also how we should respect the other party so that we work to close the deal happily and help the seller and buyer meet ends together happily. So we try to negotiate, get the lawyers, you know, then the buyer get a little bit impatient because it's getting too long. So they were afraid that the seller side is trying to play with the price, means like use our offer to get another buyer, a higher offer and all these things. So we communicate with the seller and then the seller agent told me, Aaron, the situation is like that. The seller is very old. He needs the lawyer to check a lot of things. He's a businessman. He's flying from here to here. Then he has a lot of events in China and all these things. Then we're like, oh, okay. So later on, the seller agent also told me that, Aaron, actually, I have another offer. You see, this is about communication. This is about mutual respect. How you can gain respect from people by respecting people and have a very clear communication. So you're telling me he actually has an offer from somebody else. But because we have committed to him before that and we are willing to wait and we help him solve some of the issues, we give him time to communicate left and right. So the seller's mindset is, since we are the first one to offer and we already meet his price and we're just trying to get the clause and the waiting time is really on the lawyer side and the legal side and also waiting for him to sign the paperwork so that he can send the documents over and all these things. So the agent also tell me that the seller agrees to sell to us irregardless that they have a second offer. So call us to be a little bit more patient. So that's good. That's mutual respect.